present Billy, a pioneer elder from the Edmonton Castle Downs congregation, will now present the next talk entitled Be a Courageous Pioneer.
To all of our dear pioneer brothers and sisters with us today, we want to commend you for the zeal you show for the ministry and your spirit of self-sacrifice. Certainly, it takes courage to meet the challenges of your full-time ministry. It could be that you're having difficulty finding adequate, suitable part-time work, coping with the rising cost of living, a health problem, or limited physical stamina. How can courage enable you as a pioneer to make wise choices when faced with such challenges? In the following video, note how a pioneer responded when faced with a choice that called for courage.
After attending the School for Kingdom Evangelizers, I received an assignment in another part of the country. It is an area where it is costly to live and the living expenses are high. I was worried about how it would turn out and if I would manage. Not too long thereafter, I found a small room I could rent. The housing conditions were not ideal, but it was okay. I also received a small cleaning job, but it was not quite enough for me to make both ends meet. I had to travel a long distance to get to work. I was tired constantly, so it was difficult to keep my focus on the ministry. I had some savings when I moved, but it started to shrink. My funds slowly dwindled. By coincidence, I saw a job advertisement. I handed in an application, and 1.5 hours later, they called me in for an interview. They felt bad because they could only offer me a part-time position. To compensate, they offered me a higher salary, which I didn't object to. At the same time as I found a job, a couple came to me in the Kingdom Hall and said they had found an apartment for me. So in a city where it is very difficult to find a place to live, I suddenly had a small and cozy apartment. Now everything has come together. This means that I can focus on my ministry and the congregation. Jehovah knows just what we need, and when we test him out, he will bless our efforts. I really feel safe leaving my life in his hands.
So, pioneers, how can you cultivate such courage? An outstanding way is to meditate on how Jehovah has sustained his faithful servants in the past. With that in mind, let's consider the example of the prophet Elijah, as recorded at 1 Kings chapter 17, and see how his courage can be an example to you. So before we read 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 6, it's important to note that at this time, there was a time of severe economic hardship. There was a drought and a famine that had gripped the land. But as we begin in verse 6, notice how Jehovah sustained Elijah. And please keep your Bibles open. We'll begin with verses 6 to 9. It reads, "And the ravens were bringing him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the stream. But after some days, the stream ran dry, because there was no rain in the land. The word of Jehovah then came to him, 'Rise up, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and stay there. Look, I will command a widow there to supply you with food.'" And notice in verse 10, "So he rose up and went to Zarephath." Now, a question for you pioneers. As was the case with Elijah, has it ever been that you knew Jehovah was supporting you in your full-time service, helping you get by, but then all of a sudden, you seemingly have a setback? Perhaps your means of living suddenly starts to dry up. Would it be right to conclude that Jehovah is somehow no longer supporting you, that the best course of action would be to discontinue your full-time service? What did Elijah do in his situation? Well, as we read, Elijah had courage and chose to trust in Jehovah's ability to provide. When his circumstances changed, he followed direction and continued on to Zarephath. But that wasn't the end of his ordeal. For notice what the widow told Elijah when he arrived in Zarephath in verse 12. 1 Kings 17 verse 12 says, "At this she said, 'As surely as Jehovah your God is living, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the large jar and a little oil in the small jar. Now I am gathering a few pieces of wood, and I will go in and make something for me and my son. After we have eaten, we will die.'" Truly, the situation when Elijah arrived in Zarephath was probably not what he expected. But that's the point. Despite the uncertainty that he faced, Elijah courageously put his trust in Jehovah's ability to provide. And it was then that he saw fully how Jehovah was in control of his situation. For note the outcome that we see in verse 16 after Elijah had comforted the widow. It reads there, "The large jar of flour did not run out, and the small jar of oil did not run dry, according to Jehovah's word that he had spoken through Elijah." Yes, Jehovah provided. But it took courage on the part of Elijah to experience it fully. Such courage is not uncommon among Jehovah's servants today. Consider the experience of Suzanne. Now, Suzanne wanted to regular pioneer, but she was unable to find part-time work for over a year. Trusting in Jehovah, though, she decided to put in her application anyways, having only 1 month's savings to fall back on. Throughout her first month of pioneering, she tried constantly to find suitable part-time work, but kept getting rejected. That is, until the very last day of the month, she was able to find the part-time work that she needed. Jehovah provided. No doubt there are many pioneers among us today who have had a similar experience. So cherish your privilege of service and work hard to keep your life simple. When trials do arrive, pray to Jehovah and then allow him time to act. Remember, he can use anyone or anything to help you. Now granted, we likely won't have a Blue Jay come deliver our rent check. But as our sister mentioned in the video, Jehovah knows exactly what we need, and when we test him out, he will bless our efforts. Now having said that, if our circumstances do not permit us to continue to pioneer, do not feel that somehow you have failed or that Jehovah has failed you. That is not the case. Jehovah cherishes you and your faithful service. And as we know in life, circumstances do change, and one day you may be able to again regular pioneer. So if it is our wish to pioneer or to continue to pioneer, give attention to your spirituality. You need strong faith to meet the challenges of your full-time service. May you pioneers work hard to cultivate and display courage, and may Jehovah bless your full-time service.